We've been talking about the home on Sunday nights. Proverbs 22, verse number 6. And I want you to know that in these messages on the home, I'm trying to help everybody. You say, well, I don't have any children in my home anymore, Pastor Turner. Well, I believe you can be helped too by these messages. I believe you can be helped too. You say, well, mine are long gone, or they're grown or whatever, but I believe you can be helped, and not only maybe you can be helped, but maybe you can get something from this that you can pass on to somebody else and be a help to them. But I've worked hard in preparing these to make them applicable to everybody, not just those with children and not just those that are parents. And even if you're single tonight and you have no children, I believe these can be a help to you too. And so let's read verse number 6 tonight, Proverbs chapter 22, verse number 6, very familiar verse, and just one verse tonight. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he will not depart from it. Train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let's pray. Dear Lord, bless now this time. Lord, I need your wisdom tonight beyond my years. And I pray that tonight we would all put aside everything that have gone through today and not worry about the fellowship afterwards, but focus in now on this truth from God's Word. And it'll be a help to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Tonight I want to talk about this, building character in the home. Building character, not characters. That's easy to do. Okay? Just have kids and then you'll have characters in your home. I was one when I was in my home, I'm sure. My father and mother will probably could testify to that. They'll be here in just a few weeks. I look forward to having them with us here. And they'll be here this time next month, the last Sunday of June. No, not characters, but building character in the home. It takes much time and effort to build a life with godly character. There's no doubt about it. There's no overnight potion that you can drink. If there was, I'd buy all there had to be and give it to my kids, and I'd drink some too, because I need to have some more godly character in my life. There's no magical success in necessarily to have children with godly character and character in your home. But I believe it's worth your effort as a parent. I believe it's worth your effort as a person. I believe it's worth my effort as a parent. And maybe you say, I don't have kids yet. Well, you will someday if the Lord tarries and you get married and you want to have children, God gives you children, then you need to work on it. But work on it now in your own personal life, building character in your life. Just like a child is not mature at birth, we are not spiritually mature immediately after we're saved. You know that, right? Amen? Amen. Takes time. Just like the baby comes out of the womb there, Karen, and your little baby came out in December, and a beautiful little girl, she didn't come out of that womb asking for a T-bone steak. You know? If she did, the food bill would really be high. So I'm glad God didn't make us that way. We're not mature at birth. We're not mature as a child in the home. Hey, those children, they may know a lot of different things and you may teach them a lot, but I'll tell you, it takes time, it takes effort, it takes teaching. And just like a child is not mature at birth, I was not spiritually mature when I was 9 years old, when I got saved, when I got born again. And the same is true of you tonight, that when you got saved, you don't immediately become mature. And some people advance quicker than others. Some people, I've heard of men before, testimonies of pastors that have gotten saved out of unbelievable things, and then within a year they've been called to preach and they're preaching the gospel. And God can do that. God is able to do that. But we all advance at different levels. We don't become spiritually arrived maybe ever, but we don't become mature immediately after being born again. However, our desire should be that we desire to build our lives into strong believers. I hope and pray that it is not your desire as a Christian to get saved and then just sit the rest of your life and look forward to heaven and look forward to getting to there and looking forward to the streets of gold and looking forward to those trees, the fruit trees that are up there, and looking forward to that marriage supper of the Lamb, you know, that big feast. And look, I hope that when God saves you, and if you're not thinking this way now, maybe we need to change our thinking, that we want to grow in our spiritual walk, that we want to grow to where the Bible becomes the most precious book ever written by God, the only book ever written by God, but the most precious book ever that you can buy, that the Bible becomes special to you. Just, you know what? And sometimes, I know we say the Bible's special, but what are we reading more of during the week? That'll tell you what's special. That's pretty tough. What am I reading the most of? That is the most special thing to me. And boy, I tell you, I want the Bible to be precious to me. And I know it doesn't say in the Bible that Ben Turner is to do this, but I'll tell you over and over again, I've learned this from other men way beyond my years and their maturity and their preaching way longer than me. But there's principles in the Bible and the Word of God without a shadow of a doubt that will direct your life if you allow them to do that. They're there. And I'll tell you, I told somebody this the other day. I've read the Bible through many times, but every time I read it through, I get something different out of the same verse. Our desire should be to be strong believers. As parents, we need to work faithfully with our children in the area of character. It is much easier to develop character in our children when our children are young. It's much easier. It's much easier for you to take that little baby or that little toddler or that little 4, 5, 6-year-old and say, look, let's sit down and I'm going to teach you a little bit. And let me just say, and I'm confessing a little bit tonight, that we as parents need to do a little bit more teaching of our children and do a little bit more training instead of saying, well, I can't believe Johnny or Susie is doing this. You know what part of the problem is? And I said it to my wife this week about me, and I said, and I'm just telling you the truth, and I know because I know it'll hit some of you here tonight. You know what? Johnny or Susie might act a little bit better if Papa would sit that child down and say, look, now here's what you need to do. Here's how you need to do it. Let me just teach you. Let me love you. You know what? We're quick to discipline, and we should discipline our children in a loving way. But let me tell you, sometimes as a dad, I need to take the mirror up and look and see, am I being the best dad that child needs me to be? Is my wife being the best mother that child needs her to be? And many times I believe we put the blame on the child. But let me tell you, that child is only following what the leader has taught them. And I need to be the teacher I need to be. I need to play baseball in the backyard. I need to play basketball in the backyard. And now that I'm a Canadian, I need to play hockey in the backyard. I left that basketball in Michigan when I moved here. Somebody else gave me one. I've got one still, but I don't need it. I don't hardly ever use it anymore. I've got my own hockey. I've never owned a hockey stick till we moved here. Now I own a hockey stick. I'm telling you, I should have citizenship papers already. I have a hockey stick, you know. That's all you need. That's the way of life, and I need to do that with my children, and I need to read a book to my child, and I need to read the Bible to my child. I need to teach and train my child while they're young and keep building on those principles. I'm determined, and I've said it in here before, I'm determined for the children of our church that they'll grow up in a church where they know that the pastor loves them, where they know that the people care about them, where they know that they're accepted like they are, and I don't expect them to be anything else than what they are. And you know what? That's the way God treats. Aren't you glad God treats you that way? He doesn't treat you like He wants you to be like me. He wants you to be just like you. I think that's wonderful. I'm glad God doesn't expect me as a pastor to be a pastor like a pastor of another church. I'm the pastor. I think God wants me to be the pastor like the pastor of this church. I'm not going to be right now at 30 like a 65-year-old pastor who's been preaching for 45 years, but I want to be the best 30-year-old preacher I can be. I want to be the best father of 8 years that I can be. But we've got to have help. I've got to have God to help me. I thought about Daniel. Remember when Daniel went to Babylon? Daniel was taken, the Israelites were taken captive, and they went to Babylon. The Bible says in Daniel 1:8 that Daniel did not defile himself with a portion of the king's meat. And you see, the Bible, many people say that Daniel was about a teenager at that time. Somebody had been teaching Daniel character. Somebody had been teaching Daniel that when the crowd says do it, it doesn't necessarily mean that you do it. Isn't that true, dads and moms? I mean, here's a teenager, Daniel, in a foreign land where he was in captivity. And for one thing, he could have stuck out his bottom lip and said, why did God allow me to be in captivity? Why am I not back in my land where I live? I'm in Babylon. And, I'm upset about that. And he could have done that. And he could have said, well, I'll show you, God. I'm going to eat this meat that's been offered to idols. I'm going to drink this drink that's been offered to idols. But instead, the Bible says very clearly, it shows us that Daniel had character way beyond his years. Somebody had been working with Daniel. We don't talk about Daniel's parents, maybe. I think we ought to say, boy, Daniel's parents must have been doing something. Or maybe Daniel's Sunday school teacher, or somebody in Daniel's life was teaching him character. He must have been taught this at home as a young lad. A strong, godly, happy character is the very best thing we can leave for our children. So many people say, I need to leave my children lots of money. I need to leave them an inheritance. And that's fine if you do. There's nothing wrong with that. But you know what? I think more importantly than me leaving money for my child is me leaving an example of a godly, happy character, an individual that I can leave for my child and say, boy, when I grow up, when I get older, I want to be and I want to serve God like Dad. And I'm not putting me on a pedestal. I'm saying that every child here tonight, whoever your mom and dad is, and they love you, and they're sitting with you, most of them tonight, your parents are here in this room, and you know they care for you, and you may not like everything they tell you to do, because I didn't like everything my parents told me to do, but I'll tell you right now, I look back on it, when I was in their home 12 years ago, and I can tell you tonight, without a shadow of a doubt, they would be here, they'd tell you, I know even more now that they love me, and the great love that they have for me, because of the way and the character that they instilled in me. And that's always going to happen, and it's always going to be that way. I don't think it'll ever change. That children will not realize what mom and dad have done for them until children are out of the home. That was the way it was for me. And so what's my job? My job is to do the very best I can and build that godly character in the home. In thinking about that, think about this statement, and it's a statement you've heard over and over again, that our actions speak louder than our words. In other words, I'm trying to build character in that young boy there. I'm trying to build character in my daughter, and God is my witness that I may say one thing, but oh, if they see Dad do another, might as well forget what you just said, Dad, because they're watching. Mom, if we say one thing and we do another, might as well forget about what you said because they're watching those actions. In other words, we're teaching character principles sometimes in our home, but oh, what happens when we don't live them as a dad or a mom? Forget it. It's a lost cause. If I'm teaching those principles, you know what I need to do? I better be on my P's and Q's because I'm the one setting the example. I'm the one setting the example at 8134 11th Avenue. And if my son or my daughter hear me doing something or hear me saying something and not being kind to my wife, and I've told them, you need to be kind to the other boys and girls at church. And they may hear me maybe not say something as loving as I should to my wife, or they may see me when the guy cuts me off on the road, I honk the horn at him and say, what's that guy think he's doing? I know you've never done that, man. We need to go to Driving Anonymous and get rid of, and you know, my name is Ben. I yell at people when they cut me off. Hey, you know, I know that seems little, but that's an action. That's an action. Keys to character building. How many of you got keys on you tonight? You got some keys? There's lots of keys on my ring. There's probably lots of keys on your ring too. I want to give you just a few things tonight and quickly that I think will help in character building. The foundation is built on obedience. Obedience. Character building is built on one thing, obedience. That's the foundation. The foundation is got to be strong. The foundation has got to be strong. My salvation tonight, my Christian life is built on Jesus Christ. He is my foundation. Without that foundation, I do not have eternal life. Without that foundation tonight, you do not have eternal life. You must have that eternal life. That has got to be focused on the foundation, Jesus Christ. There's no other way. Keys to character building. Obedience. Kids, I know you're not going to like this, but it's the Bible. I'm just going to tell you what the Bible says. The Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Do you know that if my dad called me tonight, I don't live under his roof, and he doesn't pay my bills anymore, but if my dad called me tonight and my dad asked me if I could do something for him, and he wanted something done, and it was in my power to do it, as a 30-year-old, I would do it. It was in my power to do it. I'd do it. I'd do anything for him. And he said, I need you to get on a plane tomorrow, and I need you to be here. I'd do it. You say, it might be blind love, but I'll tell you, he's my dad. I love my dad. I'd do anything for him. And so, but it's got to be the ground level of this key to character building has got to be obedience. You know what that, hey parents, well, let's not leave out the parents, kids, right? How about Ephesians 6:4, dad, mom? I'm preaching to me tonight, let me tell you. I need this. I don't know if you need it, but I'm preaching these messages because I need it. Because I want children that when they go out of my home, they have absolutely no excuse to look back at me and say, Dad, I've ended up this way because of the way you brought me up. God is my witness. They're not going to be able to say that. If they go down the wrong path in life, I'm going to love them. And if they come back and say, Dad, I made a mistake. I love you, buddy. Give me a big hug. Come on home. But I want my children to know that God loves them and I love them and their mom loves them. And we're not doing this because we want to make life miserable. We want to teach them these character principles so that someday when they get out there and they get a job, they can keep that job. Don't you want your kids to go out there someday and get that job and be there when the boss says be there, punch in when he says punch in, punch out when he says punch out? That's character. Obedience. Look what the Bible says in Ephesians 6:4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We say, children, obey your parents. Children, obey your parents. Children, obey your parents. And we should, but Dad and Mom, we need to obey the Lord. Dad, Mom, we need to obey the Lord. There's more than one group of people tonight that we need to say, if we're going to be character builders, we've got to be obedient. It's not just the kids, it's Mom and Dad. We've got to be obedient. We must be just. We must be merciful. Hey, let me tell you this. Children are only human. Did you know that, Dad? Did you know that, Mom? Children are going to make mistakes. Children are going to disappoint you. They are only human. We got to be merciful about this. We got to be just about this. You know, we got to be careful that we're not driving them to perfection. They're not going to be perfect. I've never met one yet. Obedience. Dad and Mom, we must set the example when it comes to obedience. The Bible says that we're to hide God's word in our heart, parents. Have we been learning Bible verses? Well, I tell you, these young men over here in our Sunday school class, they learned 13 Bible verses in the last 13 weeks. And they've done a great job. They've been saying those Bible verses. I told Brother Enoch tonight, I said, what a testimony of God this is. We had three in our Sunday school class tonight, and we had a great time. And here, all three of them on the table had their Bibles open. I said, get a picture. Somebody take a picture. Here we got an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 10-year-old sitting down at the table with their Bible open. What a wonderful picture. What a wonderful thing. We need to hide God's word in our heart. We need to be obedient parents. Be faithful to what God would have us to do. So I believe the foundation is built on obedience. And kids, you know, your parents do love you. When Mom and Dad want you to do something, you know the best reaction is yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. I'll do it. We have to be careful that we get into a habit. Sometimes, kids, you get into a habit. But I. And you know what, Mom and Dad, sometimes we get into that habit to God. But I. It applies to you and it applies to me as much as it applies to the little ones that are watching us. Let's set that example as parents and let's be obedient as God directs us. Number two key is work. Work. You're not going to have children with character, and I'm not going to have character in my life unless we're hard workers. Amen? I've never met a man, and I know you men work hard, but I've never met a man that works harder than my dad. And you'd say that about your dad or somebody in your life too, I know. I've never met a man like him. When we were going through Christian school and we didn't have two nickels to rub together sometimes, he not only taught in the Christian school and got paid what he got paid there, but he also started his own driver's training business. He not only did that, but he painted houses. I don't know how he did it all. But he continuously worked, and I'll tell you, my dad didn't sit me down all the time and say, now Ben, this is this and this is that, but I'll tell you, he led by example. He went out there and he worked. Whether it be at a desk, in a machine shop, driving a truck, teaching school, making suits, doing maintenance, work hard. Do your best. Why? Because we're trying to build that character in these kids. We're trying to build character in the home. Through obedience and through hard work. Our homes need to be filled with hard workers. Let me tell you this. We got some hard working kids in this church. We do. I'm talking about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids that will, would you move these songbooks? And they move them. Would you carry this out there? And they carry it out there. That's great. You know what that means? That means somebody, that means a mom and a dad at home are teaching a character trait. That means a mom and a dad at home are saying, hey, we need to be hard workers. We need to help mom around the house. We need to pull our weight. We need to work hard. Praise God for you parents that are teaching children to work. Cleaning the table, sweeping the floor, dusting. Key number one is obedience. Key number two is work. Key number three, courtesy. Courtesy. I'm telling you, this is basic. But I'll tell you, I desire for 8134 11th Avenue to be a home of character. Sometimes we get away from these basic things, but these are the things that are slipping up. How many times have you been into a store, or how many times have you asked somebody a question, and my kids are guilty of this too, and it's, yeah. What's yeah? Where'd that come from? Yeah? I've said it, okay. I'm confessing my faults tonight. How about yes, sir? Or yes, how about at least a yes? You know, yeah, Y-E-A-H, I guess is how they spell it. Did you do it? Nah. Come on, courtesy. Miss Davis, you know I'm right. And your generation, and I'm not disrespecting her, she knows I respect this lady. But in her generation, you didn't find people talking like that. Yeah. Yeah. How about please and thank you? Character. How about, oh, here's one. Hey, young men, how about opening the door for your mom? How about that? Yeah. How about opening the door for your mom? That's good. Teach your boys to open the door for their mom. Teach your boys to open the door for their sister. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, that might take some work. If you don't have a daughter, well, you can forget. You don't have to worry about that character trait, but have them open it for mom. How about this one? Here's a new one. Ladies first. I know this is so old-fashioned, but I want to have a home of character. How about having courtesy toward your fellow brothers and sisters and their belongings? Yeah. How about it? We're working on that in our home. We've got two, and we're working hard because we got number three coming. And we got to work hard now because, you know, number three's coming. And I know some of you have more kids than three, and so I need to watch how you do it. But how about toward your other family members? Courtesy. Remember, Dad and Mom, we're setting the example in this area too. Yo, woman, can you get me a glass of water? I know you don't talk like that in your home. That's an over-exaggeration. If I talk like that in my home, I'd have the water on my head. It's almost like, you know, we expect the wife to just, you know, jump when we say jump or ask how high. How about some courtesy? You know, dear, would you please get me an ice-cold glass of water? I guarantee you, if that's the way it happens, you'll get a grill. It'd be great. Courtesy. We're building character, obedience, work, courtesy. You know what I'm telling you right now? These are things that if you will take them and apply them in your life, it's going to help you in the workforce someday. This is not only helping parents tonight, but this is going to help somebody that wants to get a good job. Because I'm telling you, employers are still looking for people that are like this. Guarantee you. Number four. Key is peaceful living. Peaceful living. In other words, no fighting. Now, I know I'm not talking about, you know, dad and the boys on the floor. Okay? Because my two brothers and I, and three of us against dad, that was fun. And that was different. But when it came to me and my sister, or my brother and my sister. It was never me and my sister. My brothers and my sister. No fighting. Peaceful living. Hey, how about sharing? There's a new concept. Sharing. Hey, character. I'm just saying tonight, look, and you know what? We as a church need to be a church of godly character. We need to be a church that when somebody walks through the back door back there and they don't act exactly like we expect them to act or do what we do, that we at least give them a courtesy, of saying, welcome to Anchor Baptist Church. We're glad to have you. Courtesy. How about this? Being forgiving in your home. I'm talking about dad and mom. Your child disobeys. There's discipline involved. And then you bring it up the next day. No good. No good. It's done. What I usually say is, it's over. I'm not talking about it again. I love you. Come here. Give me a big hug. We're not talking about it anymore. It's done. It's over. Ask for forgiveness when wrong, dad, to your child. Well, there's a big lump to swallow. Going to that little 9-year-old and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I didn't act the right way. Would you forgive me? You know what? That's going to show your child that you really do love him. Again, I'm not the greatest example of any of these, but I'm just giving you some things that have helped. Character is not built in one day. Character is not built in 1 week. Character is not built in 1 month. Character is not built in 1 year. I am 30 and I'm still developing godly character. I have not arrived. I'm not the person to set the bar at. I still want for me to develop a higher level of godly character. It's been said, as goes the home, so goes the church. And that's true. But it's also been said that the other way around. That as goes the church, so goes the home. I want you to know that as you come to this church and our children start out here and go up here and here and here and they're looking down at the pastor, I want you to know that we desire this to be a church that builds godly character. Basics. Right, parents? Basics. Let's get back to the basics. Children. Again, you're going to see my child tonight afterwards, one of them, probably not showing the right character. Okay, so you'll forgive me. But what I mean is, there's no reason why our kids, you know, and I'm teaching this. It takes a long time to teach this. Shake my hand there. There you go. Look right in the eyes. Look them right in the eyes. Shake that hand. Look at them, you know. Character. You know, someday when you're telling somebody about Jesus, let's pretend I'm telling Brother Enoch about Jesus, and I'm showing him from the Bible, and then I show him a verse, and I say, you know, Jesus means a lot to me, Brother Enoch. He's really done a lot for me. He saved me. You know that, Brother Enoch? You know that, sir? Now that's, I mean, I'm over-exaggerating, understand that. But isn't that the truth? I look in his eye, and he looks into my eye, and I say, Brother Enoch, I love you sincerely as a brother in Christ. We shake hands. He knows that. If I'm looking down at the ground and I say, I love you, you know, what's that? Character. None of us parents in here, I'm not saying, okay, let's look at this family because they're the model family. No, let's set our bar so high. But remember what I said, our children are only human. And it takes time. Let's build families of character. Let's build a church of character, godly character. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much tonight for this truth. I needed it. I need it. God, I desire to build that. I desire for, and why? So people can look at me? No, so people can look at the Master through me and say, boy, God has done something different in that young man or in that family. The honor and glory does not go to mom or dad or children. The honor and glory goes to the Savior. Thank you tonight for being patient with us in every area of our life. Our heads are bowed, our eyes are closed. We'll just do this tonight for the invitation. You're there in your seat. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that everybody here, whether you're a mom, whether you're a dad, whether you're married, single, grandmother, a child, it does not matter tonight what age group you're in. We all need help in our character developing in our own lives, in the lives of our children. And as we have some music here in just a minute, why don't you take some time in your seat? Maybe the Lord would lead you to come and pray in the front. Why don't you take some time as the music plays? Why don't you ask God, God, help me to be the right example as a father of godly character. God, why don't you help me as a mom to be the right example in this area of godly character. Maybe you're a teenager tonight and you need more character, godly character in your life. Why don't you say, God, I'm kind of wandering. I'm kind of here, there, everywhere. God, I need that godly character. I need to show my parents I love them, I respect them. Maybe that's you. I don't know. Whatever area it is, as she begins to play, maybe you make a little altar out of your seat right there. Say, God, in our home, we're going to have a home of godly character. Maybe you put your arm around your wife or put your arm around your kids there and say, hey, I want you to know I want to be a better dad of godly character, better mom of godly character. It's a team effort. Hey, it's a team effort. Child and parent working together in the love of God. Let's determine that tonight. Build that godly character in our home. She'll play through just another verse. Tonight, do you know for sure you're on your way to heaven? If you died today, would you go to heaven? I'm sure that Jesus had godly character enough to finish the job He started. Jesus died on the cross over 2,000 years ago, was buried and rose again, paying for your sin debt. Maybe tonight you're not saved. Maybe during the fellowship you'd like to be saved, or you have questions maybe, and I'll take time. You come and tell me. I'm not sure about this. I need to be saved. You go home tonight, and why don't you take a moment before you go to bed, whatever your situation is, and say, God, this home is going to be a home of godly character. For your glory. Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for working in our hearts and lives. Thank you for this service. Each part of it, Lord. I just pray that you would take the words that was given tonight and burn them in our hearts. That we would determine to be people of godly character. We'll give you all the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.